All right, now that y'all got seated, you can stand. We're going to read a scripture. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4 and 7. I've been teaching some of these guys in Sunday school, and I'm telling you, they're good. I enjoy teaching them. Paul writes to the Ephesian church, he says, "But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of God." All of us have grace, and it's in proportion to the measure of the gift of Christ. Then he writes a little further down, about 8 verses later, he says, "But speaking the truth in love." How many of y'all in love? You in love. You that are married better get your hand up. I'm in love, and I'm in love with Christ. You know, sometimes there's something called tough love, right? And it's just got to say it the way it is. And so there's a way to say things and it offends people. There's a way to say the same thing and it helps people. And so we always need to speak the truth in love. And Paul said that, and by speaking the truth in love may grow up into him. By speaking the truth in love, I'm going to grow up into him, into what he is in all things. I'm going to have the patience of Christ. I'm going to have the love of Christ. I'm going to grow into this thing, which is the head, even Christ, for whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, the measure, the length, the capacity of every part, maketh increase of the body. See, I'm growing into him. Of the body under the edifying of itself in love. I want to preach a little while this morning on measure me. Measure me. And that's why I brought my trusty tape measure with me this morning. Everyone say it with me. Measure me. One more time. Measure me. Lord, I'm thankful for your blessings. I'm thankful for your mercy. I'm thankful for the gift of grace. Lord, we don't deserve it. But Lord, we cannot do it without you. And help us to realize, Lord, that you give it out according to the measure, that faith that we have in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Comparatively speaking, we all have some similarities in certain ways. All of you, I see, have a head. And all of you, I think, have a voice. And I don't know what you're fighting over there, brother. Oh. Praise the Lord. The plague has come. you scared him off, brother. You scared him off. Oh, my goodness. That's all right. That's all right. He's back there. Chantel will take care of him. Hey. Praise the Lord. Speaking, again, of the comparative, we all have a lot of similarities. We all, again, have a voice. We have a stomach. We have all these parts that we're similar. But the parts that we have are all in proportion to your body and not to mine. So that, you know, kids can be cruel. Did you know that in school? You, as teachers, you know that. There we go. You guys can be cruel. Because you can go, "Did you see his big ears? Can you believe how big his ears are?" Y'all can be cruel. And you never looked in the mirror. You see? And so what happens is, you see, what those big ears is in comparison to the head that it's on. But if you took those ears you're calling big on little Johnny and you put them on a grown 6-foot man, you may say, "Look how little his ears are." Because it's in proportion, it's measured according to the body that it's attached to, right? And so, unfortunately, you know, kids can be cruel. I wear a size 8 shoe. Drew, what do you wear? A 12? Are you, Mom, is he telling the truth? A size 12. That's how many grades I went to. We used to say sometimes, act your age and not your shoe size. But your shoe size is bigger than your age. And I wear an 8. But how do you think his shoe would look on my foot? I would look like a clown. He couldn't even put on my shoe. so that my foot is in proportion to, it's measured, that size 8 is measured according to my frame and my body and not according to his. I think he's already taller than I am. I guess they make size 13s and 14s because you're headed in that direction. Lord have mercy. And so when you go to get clothes or buy clothes, the best way to find out what size you need to wear is first to be measured. Yeah, first to be measured. And if you'll be measured first, you can quit guessing. Because you can go into a place, let me try that on. Hey, let me try this one on. Hey, let me try that one. No, this one. Oh, I can't barely get this one on. Oh, this one's too big. Measure. I walked in the other day to get some clothes, and the lady says, she says, what are you looking for? I said, well, I wear a such and such and such. She says, well, let's measure. I don't like to be measured. and men have two measurements. They have their waist and their belly. There's two measurements there. I won't say nothing about the ladies. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice. But men have two measurements. So my waist, you measured my waist, and they put this thing around you so that they can measure you. And I'll give you all a quick rundown here. Your pastor is 34, depending on what time I eat. And so she measured me, and when she measured me, then, you know, she began to measure the neck and my neck and all that kind of stuff. So she says, you wear a, I didn't have to go through all this rigmarole of trying to find what fit me, because measure me, know me. Before you give me something to try on or something to do, know me, measure me. Know what I'm capable of before you ask me to do something. And in the Bible, they had this term called cubits. Cubits. Does anybody know what a cubit is? Very good. It's approximately 18 inches. Where is it measured from? Let's go a little deeper. Almost. Melanie's almost got it right. Where's it measured from? It's 18 inches. There we go. He's got it. It's from the tip of your finger, your middle finger, to the elbow. Measure me. Measure me from the tip of the finger there to the elbow. Yeah. Good job, Seth. 18 inches. I'm normal. Nineteen. 18. Put her there. How many cubits? I said, oh, you're 19 also. And they would measure, it's called the measure of a man. And they measured him proportionally. It could be up to 24 inches. Wow. We're going to talk about Goliath in a minute. Because the Bible says that he was 6 cubits and a span. That's, you know, let's do the math real quick. Okay, how tall was he then in feet? If 18 inches is 1 cubit and he was 6 cubits and a span, come on. How tall was he? No? Do the math. Nine. Give him a hand. Nine. That's right. When you multiply 6 times 1.5, you come up with 9. And a span. So this dude is 9 feet tall. Somebody measured him. You hear me? Somebody measured him. And you know why I know somebody measured him? Not just because they said how tall he was. They said everything about his armor that he wore. Somebody was a tailor. And somebody measured his distance here, his arm reach. I mean, can you imagine? The Bible talks about his sword, Goliath's sword, which David used to cut his head off with. And that sword, it says how many shekels was beaten to make the sword and how much the sword weighed. Everything was measured when you read about Goliath and his armor. It was all measured. There was no sword like it. Even when David was running from Saul, he went to Abathar, the high priest, and he said, "Do you have any weapons here?" He said, "I have one sword. It is the sword of Goliath." He said, "Let me have it. There is none like it." Can you imagine how big that sword was? Well, let me give that to Drew or any of these others. It would look like, "Oh, look how big that sword is in his hand." But you give it to Goliath, it looked right. If he had a regular sword like other men, it had to look like he had a knife, right? So what I'm trying to preach to you is before you give me your armor, measure me. Before you send me in to fight, measure me. Measure me. Our God tailor makes your armor. He tailor makes your life. Our God is a tailor. He measures each one of us to know exactly what you can stand and what you cannot stand. Amen. The real measurement is not a person's armor. It is not the outside, but it is a person's faith. To every man was given a measure or a quantity of faith. Every one of you have the ability to believe something. Amen. And so when you look at even Saul had an armor and David really had no armor and he gets to where he's going to fight Goliath. He's going to go fight the 9-foot giant. And what does Saul do? He says, "Boy," I mean, he wasn't but about 13 years old. "Boy, have you seen that dude out there? Are you crazy? He is 9 feet tall and a span. You are nothing but a youth. And this man has been a champion from his youth up. Are you crazy?" "Well, I'm just going to go out there and trust the Lord." He said, "Well, Lord, you better trust this armor." And Saul took his own armor off and put it on this lad. And you can imagine it didn't fit. And as us dyslexic people say, it fiddened it. It fiddened it. It was too big. And he's standing there, just swallows him. And you know what he said? "I haven't proven this. But I've proven that." Ooh, "I've proven that. Take this off. It doesn't fit me." A man is measured by his faith and not his outward stature. David said, "Here's how you need to measure me. I fought a bear. And I fought a lion with my bare hands. And the Lord delivered me from the bear, and he delivered me from the lion. And the Lord will deliver me from this 6-cubic and a span dude that's out there." The same God, measure me by my grace. Measure me by my helper. Measure me by the things that God gives me and not by the things you give me. Hallelujah. Measure me by the gift of God, because I can't do this on my own. I couldn't kill a bear on my own. I killed him by the grace. This is that gift of God to help you conquer whatever you may be facing. Amen. Everybody say, measure me. Measure me. Measure me. Know me on the inside, God. Know me on the outside. And God gave this little man enough grace to take down that big man in front of thousands of Philistines and Israelites. With a rag and a rock. Can you imagine that? But his faith was not even in that. His faith was in the Lord. Don't measure me, my brothers and sisters, by my stuff. Don't measure me by my car. Don't let anybody measure you by your clothes or by what you drive. Measure me by the grace of God. Measure me by how good God's been to me. Hallelujah. Measure me where God brought me from and where I am today. Measure me by that. Because I wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for his grace and his mercy. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. David, we don't even know how tall he was, but we know how tall the giant was. Amen. But we know that David trusted in the Lord, and the giant trusted in his armor. Hallelujah. And in his own power and his shield bearer and all of this. But the Bible says that David looked unto the Lord for his help. And you know what? The Lord knows how weak you are. Measure me. Measure me. Know my strength. Know my strength. Know my capabilities. Know if I can be dislodged. Know if I'm going to be pushed around. Know who to put me with. Know who not to put me with. Know who's going to be over me, Lord. Know what job I need, what job I don't need. Know me, Lord, so that I don't get messed up in life. You know, God, I'm easily influenced, so don't put me with somebody that's going to lead me astray. Now, I'm not one that's like that, but some people are, and they can't help it. They're just going to be influenced. He can influence you and you can influence him. And a lot of times we think, well, I've heard people say, I heard parents say this, I sure wish my daughter would marry that good man. She's so wayward, that would straighten her out. Well, what about him? You want somebody else to straighten your wayward children out that's good. Why don't you want somebody as bad as your children? You know what I'm saying? But that's not how we look at it. We always want somebody else to straighten. Let's look to God to straighten us out. Oh, my God. In our text, we find that every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. And the gift of Christ is always enough grace to get you through till tomorrow. It's always enough grace. Give us this day, hallelujah, our daily bread. Hallelujah. Having food and raiment, he said, therewith be content. God is going to get you through till tomorrow. Hallelujah. I told my wife yesterday, you know, I many times I feel, and the older I get, the more I feel this way. Like Solomon, when you get closer to the end of your journey, you say, what's the use anyway? What's stuff worth? What's money worth? Amen. It doesn't matter. You got a 401k or a 201k or a 101k. It's okay. It doesn't matter. Because in the end, that won't matter. What matters is when he stretches out the tape and measures you according to your faith and not according to your money, not according to what you live. He said, how much faith? Because the Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please him. He's not pleased with your 401k. What he's pleased with is your faith in him. Woo, I feel like preaching this morning. I'm glad you're 10 years older there. Yes, sir. Where's that wasp at? Now watch this. See there? Hey, come here. Let that be a lesson to you. We step on them walls. There you go. Good man. Good man. Praise the Lord. Now the devil's done everything he can do. We got him now. Hallelujah. Amen. So before God gives you anything, he measures you to see if it fits. The Bible says he won't put more on you than you can bear. Now let's get this straight. He won't put more on you than you can bear without a way of escape, because he's already measured you. Let me see, how big is that net? You been working out on weights? That's a 16. I'm a 16 too. I like them a little loose though. He won't put more on you than you can bear without a way of escape. The problem is you put more on you than you can bear without a way of escape. You put more on you. He won't put more on you, and you're going, oh God, why am I going through it? It's you that put this on you. He won't defy his word. He won't put more on you. But now you got the burden of this. You got the burden of your own kids. You got the burden of your grandkids. You got the burden of the job. You got the burden of the finances. You got the burden of the boat you got to pay for. Now you got the burden. And you're going, oh, I can't take one more thing. That's not him. That's you. He's already measured you and said, I won't put more on you than you can bear. But you do. You put more on you than you can bear. My Lord. You see, when he went to give the talents to the servants, before he gave them anything, here's my girls over here. Let's see how many cubits you are. 14. Good. Let's see how many cubits, KK. You're a 14 cubit too. 14 inches. Before he gave them the talents, do you know what he did? Stand up. He measured them.
Wait a minute.
61 inches. Praise the Lord. See, he knows his measurement. Before he gave them the talent, he said, he's 61 inches. He can handle 5 talents. He can handle 2 talents. And he went to another one. He said, I know his weaknesses and I know his strengths, and he can handle 1 talent. The Bible says he gave out the talents according to their several ability, meaning the ability that one has. He didn't give them more than they could measure up to. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Because if he had gave the one, if he gave 1, 2, he'd have said, Lord, you gave me more than I could handle. Lord, I can't handle this. You piled it on me. But no, he gave him 1. And he said, he can handle 1. And so when the master came back, you know what the guy brought him? Do y'all remember? My 10-year-old, you remember the talents? He gave a guy 1 talent, and he brought back how many? Who said 1? 1. There, that's it. He brought back 1. He brought back the same one, and the Lord said, wait a minute. That's the same one I gave you. The same one I gave you. I expect usury with my money. I wanted more. I want to measure it like this. And he called him a wicked and a slothful servant. That guy said, I knew that you were a hard man. You're an austere man. You reap where you sow not. And so I was afraid I would lose it, so I hid it. No, pal, since you know that, by your own words are you snared, he said. And therefore, you're a wicked and a slothful servant. God knows what you can handle. And I'm talking to probably the most stressed out generation of people there ever was on the face of the earth today. And we have more stuff than we ever had before. And you heard people say, I have everything I want. And yet, at the same time, so many people are stressed out. Oh, my Lord. God knows my strengths. He knows my weaknesses. He knows who influences me. He knows who doesn't influence me. David said it this way, search my heart, O Lord. Search me and know my heart, he said. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked thing in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. So the Lord is going to try you and measure you and say, I won't do this to him because he's going to get so angry, he's going to do some things he shouldn't do. So I'm going to keep him away from that. Oh, say, measure me. Lord, measure me. You need to know, Lord, what I'm capable of doing and what I'm not capable of doing. David said this in Psalms 39:4. Lord, make me to know mine end and measure my days, what it is that I may know how frail I am, that I may know how weak I am. You know, but Lord, I don't know how frail I am. Lord, you know how long I'm going to live. You know when I'm going to die. I don't know those things, but measure me, Lord. Hallelujah. That my life may be complete. Hallelujah. I'm going to close with this. I got a lot of things I could tell you. But in closing, as they come this morning, I want to tell you, if you didn't hear anything, hear this. I want to tell you the one thing that God's looking at out of every one of us. He's looking for the follow through. He's looking at the follow through. Jesus said, I've come to do thy work and to finish it. Let me talk to these people that start things and don't finish. Start this and they don't finish. Oh, I decided to do this. And I'm not sure I want to do that. They haven't sat down and counted the cost. They haven't measured how much is this going to take to live for God? How much is this going to take to do this project? What's it going to take out of me? What's it going to take away from me? And sometimes people start things and they don't finish them. And they start something else. They don't finish that either. And they start something else and they don't finish that either. What God is looking for is the follow through. How many of you ever hit a golf ball straight? Okay. What they teach you in golf is you don't stop when you make contact. They tell you, follow through. A good batter, they don't pitch him ball, and as soon as he hits, he's through. You know, he follows through. God's going to measure you by your follow through. Can you finish what you start? What the devil wants you to do is to just make contact. Say, I'm through. Praise the Lord. I praise the Lord. I got the Holy Ghost and fire. I was there. Oh, I can take and never follow through. What did he condemn that servant for? He didn't follow through. Oh, I can handle one. No problem, Lord. Give me that one. I can handle it. And he went and hit it. He didn't follow through. And the Lord said, you're wicked. The others followed through. As you stand this morning, I ask you, whatever you start, and whatever you begin, the Bible says, he that hath begun a work in you is able to finish it. Hallelujah. Let's make our way to the front this morning. Come on, all my 10-year-olds, I want you to come up to the front. Let me tell you something. Come on, all the way up to the front. I need some parents. I need some prayer people behind them. I'll tell you, we need to pray for these. That's why I want them in here. We need to pray for them. Hallelujah. We need to pray for these children. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. It's not just God that's measuring. The devil is too. The devil's out there measuring these kids. Measuring them. If I can just get him involved with this, I'll have him. Because he knows your weakness. He knows what's going to get you. The Bible says that the devil goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. I'll be back. I'll be back. I'm going to wait till you're 15 and I'll be back. I'll be back. I'll get you at 12. And he's measuring you, finding his opportunity to mess your life up. And the mistakes you make, as young as you may be, you live with all your life. Amen. As they sing this morning, brother, I want you to anoint these kids with me. Hallelujah. 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 I want the old man here to anoint you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. He's been measured. Hallelujah. He's still here. He's got follow through. You hear me? He's got follow through. Hallelujah. Woo! Help us, Jesus, this morning. Yes, Lord. He raised me. How he finished.